they borrowed money from my grandfather and they bought a small property on the Parramarima Road, halfway between Albany and Parramarima. So we sort of had a foot in both camps of Parramarima and Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And for entertainment and everything, we went both ways. So this small farm my father developed, he worked on the roads and developed a lot of the Parry roads, up especially up through Brookdale, up the hill through what they had a quarry there, and him and a mate, they did a lot of work on the roads during the Depression and that. And he also had the farm, and my mother helped to milk the cows and do all those things that those women did in those days. Four-bedroom house was on the property, and it was just, it was a four-bedroom house, and there was scrim on the walls, and they had to paper it and paint it and do as you do. And they had a horse, and they used to ride the horse up and down to get their groceries and everything. The one horse did the farm work. He had several horses, actually, but the one horse that did the, you know, everything, take the kids to school and work on the farm and take them up and down to get their groceries and things. And, of course, when I was five and had to go to school, I rode the horse to school. That's what I was telling the other day. And I thought, you know, there's not many people would realise, or parents would put their five-year-olds on a horse and send it to school. I know my sister was responsible for me because she's a few years older than I, and she would have had her own duties, like getting the school bus into high school. And of course, what happened was the horse wasn't walking quickly enough. And so she said, well, I'm just going to have to go. And the horse turned around and went home, of course. And my mother didn't realise this for really a couple of days. I think it was a couple of days. She found me swinging on the swings of the chook house and playing on the roof, because I used to love climbing trees. So that was my early school, you know, experience at school. And I then had correspondence lessons for 2 years, and I didn't start again till I was seven, at which time it was back on the horse and back to school. But it wasn't long after that that a people down the road, and they had a family, and they also had a horse, and that was a beautiful Palomino horse, and it was their pride and joy. So I had my pony, because she was only a pony, her name was Trixie. And they had their horse, and we used to ride and put them in the school paddock. The Albany school, primary school, had a school paddock where you put your horses, like the bike rack of today. And we used to put our horses in the paddock, and within another one of our other girls at school, she then brought her horse. So there was three of us had horses at school. And then, of course, after school, you caught the horses and you went on home.